The following is a public hall lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on April 16th, 2009, in Mariampol, Lithuania.
So we want to help you all to understand how to become completely free from any type of spiritual crisis in your life. The simple formula is, instead of being self-centered, become God-centered. Instead of asking God to give you what you want, you ask God, please bless me with an understanding of how I can give you what you want. This is called pure devotion. In Sanskrit language, it is called bhakti. So pure devotion is what all the great spiritual masters in history have taught. And right here today in Lithuania, we can also learn this greatest of all arts called pure devotion. Give me that Prabhupada. My spiritual master is a master of the science of pure devotion. His name is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When I was a young 22-year-old boy, I became his disciple. That was many years ago. Now I am 61 years old. So I have been serving him for many, many long years, teaching this science of pure bhakti all over the world. All over the world now, thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of people are becoming happy by learning this science of pure bhakti. You don't have to change your religion. Whatever your religion is, you remain in that religion. But make sure to approach God for service, not for what He can do for you. Then you may say, well, what about my needs? In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord speaks in this way. In the Sanskrit language, beautiful language, He says like this. He says, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, whatever they have, I protect it. And whatever they are lacking, I personally provide it. This is the great kindness of the Supreme Person. Whatever we have, He will protect it. And whatever we are lacking, He will provide it. So what do you have to do to qualify for that special kind of treatment? He says, those who worship me with exclusive devotion. You may say, but I can't worship God exclusively. I can't give all of my love to God. I mean, He gets a little bit on Sunday morning, but you know, I can't give Him all my love. What about my wife? What about my husband? What about my kids? What about my dog? My cat? My goldfish? My next door neighbors? My parents? My prime minister? I want to give my love to so many people. If I give all my love to God, then nobody will like me anymore.
Jeigu aš visą meilę skirsiu Dievui, tai niekam daugiau nepatiksiu.
But it doesn't work that way.
Bet iš tikrųjų vyksta ne taip.
What happens, how many people here have a tree in their yard?
Kiek iš žmonių yra trilijonieriai?
Anybody have a tree in your yard? No trees?
Ar turite,
here's one. When you water the tree, do you put water on all the leaves or you just water the root?
Ir kai laistote medį, ar jūs patį medį laistote ar šaknis?
Do you put, you take the hose and spray all the leaves with water or do you just put water on the root?
Ar jūs paimate šlangą ir visą medį apliejat ar tik tai šaknis?
In essence, it's a wild tree and I never watered it, but it's, I would water the root again.
Water the root, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Not, so no, we don't have many people with trees here, but let me ask you, how many people in this room tonight have a belly?
Kitaip paklausiu, kiek iš jūsų čia turi pilvą?
Does everybody have a belly?
Ar visi turi?
Yeah, everybody has a belly. Okay, good. Now, when you, now does every part of your body need nourishment?
Ir ar kiekvienai kūno daliai reikia energijos, palaikymo?
Yes, every part of the body needs nourishment, that's a fact.
Taip, kiekvienai kūno daliai reikia medžiagų.
So when you get a bowl of soup, do you just smear it all over your body like this?
Ir kai jūs gaunate sriubos puodą, ar jūs išsitepat visą kūną?
Or do you put it in your mouth and send it to your belly?
Ar dedate į savo burną ir siunčiat į skrandį, pilvą?
Why are you giving all your food to your belly? Your whole, all your bodily parts need nutrition.
Ir kodėl jūs visą maistą skiriat pilvui, juk visiem kūno dalim reikia to.
Why do you give all the food to the belly?
Kodėl visą maistą skiriat pilvui?
I'll tell you why.
Pasakysiu kodėl.
Because the belly is designed by God's arrangement to distribute the food throughout the whole body.
Nes Dievas taip sukūrė, kad pilvas jis yra skirtas tam, kad išskirstytų medžiagas po visą kūną.
It turns that food into nutrition and puts it in the bloodstream and sends it to every part of your body.
Jis paverčia tą maistą į reikiamas medžiagas ir pasiunčia po visą kūno dalis.
Your eyes,
akis,
your ears,
ausis,
your tongue,
liežuvi,
your toes,
ir pirštus,
your elbows,
ir alkūnės,
even your upper lip.
Net ir viršutinė lūpa.
Every part of your body gets nutrition from the belly.
Kiekviena kūno dalis gauna medžiagų reikiamų iš pilvo.
So, this is an analogy.
Tai yra analogija.
Consider this.
Apmastyki tai.
God is like the belly of the universal body.
Ir Dievas yra kaip visatos pilvas.
If you give your love to God, pure love to God,
ir jeigu duodat savo tyrą meilę Dievui,
guess what happens? Then you become a pure lover of your spouse.
Tada tampa tyri įsimylėliai savo draugų.
Automatically.
Visų aplinkinių automatiškai.
All your marital problems are finished, you see.
Visos vedybų problemos baigės.
You become a pure lover of your kids.
Ir tyrai pradedat mylėti savo vaikus.
A pure lover of your dog and your cat.
Ir taip pat savo šunį ir katės.
A pure lover of your goldfish and your neighbors and even your prime minister.
Ir savo auksinės žuvelės ir kaimynų ir ministro pirmininko.
When you give pure love to God, that love goes automatically to everybody throughout the whole world.
Kai duodat tyrą meilę Dievui, tai ta meilė pasklinda automatiškai po
visą. Wherever you go, you feel love for everybody in your heart. Just like I'm a stranger in your city. I don't even know the name of your city. But yet, seeing all of you people here, I feel love for you. Because I see that you are all part of God. Because I am channeling all my love to the Lord, it is all going to you, you see. So in this way, when you give all of your love to God, then everything becomes perfect in your life. Just like I am happily married, this is my wife here, Vishnupriya Devi Dasi. I have so many students also.
Taip pat turiu daug mokinių.
And we have very happy, loving relationships.
Ir turim labai laimingus meilės santykius.
Because we make God the center.
Nes padarėme Dievą centru.
So this is the solution for all the problems in the world.
Ir tai yra sprendimas viso pasaulio problemų.
Every single problem in the world will be solved if we put God in the center.
Kiekviena gyvenimo problema bus išspręsta, jeigu Dievas atsidurs centre.
The spiritual crisis of the modern day world is they want to say there is no God now. They want to deny God. They say God is just some mythology. But you know, that's really a stupid argument. Have you ever, do you have any experience of something coming out of nothing? Has anybody seen something come out of nothing? No. Everything comes from something. And that something comes from something. Which came from something, which came from something, which came from something. And if you go back to that original something that everything came from, you have just come face to face with God Himself. So how you can say there is no God? Even the scientists admit there is an origin to the universe. So that origin of all existence, that is God. Now some people say, okay, there is a God, the origin of all existence, but He doesn't have a personality. He's just some kind of energy out there vibrating. But what does energy mean? Just like here, we have electrical energy and vibrating in these lights here. What does that mean? It means somewhere there's a powerhouse that is generating that energy. And there is an engineer who is turning on that powerhouse also. So scientists have told us that everything is energy. E equals mc squared. But they have not told us who is that energetic source of the energy. That knowledge is given in the revealed scriptures. In the Bible, the Quran, and the Bhagavad Gita. That there is a supreme person who is the source of all existence, who's providing us our food, who's providing us our water and our air and our clothing and our houses and our friends and our relatives. He's giving us everything. So don't you think we owe Him some gratitude? At least we should say thank you every now and then. To deny the existence of God, that is a very, very ungrateful thing. To say that, well, you know, just imagine if your parents spent so many years and so much money raising you up, feeding you, clothing you, giving you medicine, giving you education, they gave you all loving care for 25 years.
Pagalvokit, jeigu jūsų tėvai sunkiai dirbtų, augintų jūs, duotų viską, ko jums reikia, 25 metus.
And someone came along and they said, your parents do not exist.
Ir kažkas ateitų ir pasakytų, iš tikrųjų jūsų tėvų nėra.
They are just a make-believe fiction.
Iš tikrųjų tik išsigalvojimas kažkoks.
They don't actually really, there's no such thing as your parents. It's some false idea that you have parents. Wouldn't that be rude? Wouldn't that be disrespectful? So if we treat God like this, we don't want to deny His existence or say He doesn't have a personality. This is very, very offensive thing. So we have to bring back the idea of God in our lives. Make it a very real thing, you see. So how do you do that? You have to create a God-conscious culture. We need to do this in all the cultures of the world, you see. We need to take the wonderful Lithuanian culture and spice it up with more God consciousness. We can have more music about God.
Daugiau muzikos apie Dievą.
We can have more dramas about God.
Daugiau dramų apie Dievą.
We can have more books and stories about God. So many things. We have to make everything has to become more God conscious.
Daugiau knygų ir istorijų apie Dievą ir viską, viską susieti su Dievu.
So, as you saw in the beginning, we were doing some music, some God-conscious music. So, I brought my instrument and I wanted to do a little more God-conscious music tonight. And if any of you would like to join in, I will teach you the words. It's a beautiful prayer in the Sanskrit language.
Tai nuostabi malda sanskrito kalba.
And it's very easy. There's only three words.
Ir labai lengva, tik trys žodžiai.
So everybody can repeat after me. Hare.
Visi kartuokite. Hare.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
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 Hare.
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 Hare. Rama.
Rama.
Hare.
Hare.
Rama.
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 Hare.
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 Very good.
Very good.
I should take you on my world tour with me. You all are really good. Yeah, we're going on from here to Latvia, and then to America, and then to Bulgaria, Macedonia. And then Mauritius, and then I'm on a world tour right now. My wife and I are on a world tour.
Mes dabar pasaulio ture esam keliaujam, keliausim į Rygą, į Ameriką, į Bulgariją, kitur.
We're not going to hit the beaches and that. We're going to spread this knowledge, this education. I'm giving lectures all over the world, is what it is.
Ir keliaudamas visame pasaulyje duodu paskaitas.
This is more fun than hitting the beaches.
Ir tai yra daug nuostabiau negu reiškia lankytis paplūdimy.
So now you all can join in. I'll sing. What I'll do is I'll lead it. I'll sing one time through, and then you all can come in as the chorus, and then I'll sing it again, and you can come in as a chorus again.
Ir darysim taip, aš vieną kartą padainuosiu, jūs paskui kaip choras pritarsit, paskui vėl aš vieną kartą ir jūs vėl kaip choras.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Dei, Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that's a little God-conscious music. See how much fun it is to be God-conscious? Actually, the prayer means, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. The whole time we were praying to God and begging Him, please engage me in your service. You may say, well, that would get kind of tiring saying the same prayer again and again, wouldn't
it?
You know how long I've been praying the same prayer? 38 years. The same prayer for 38 years. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you know what? It never gets tiring. And what's even more amazing, it gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter as the time goes by. Why? Because God is absolute. There's unlimited nectar available in the utterance of His name. So if you will learn to get this habit of chanting the name of God, according this Hare Krishna chant, or according to your own scripture, if you will get in the habit of chanting the names of God, your life will become very joyful. I grew up, my mother was a Christian lady. And every day when she would finish cleaning the house, she would sit down at the piano and she would sing hymns glorifying God. She wouldn't sit down and watch a soap opera on television. She would sit down at the piano and she would sing the glories of God. So this activity of making God the center, you see, it makes the life joyful. It makes all of our relationships perfect. So we've come today to encourage you to do this, to solve all spiritual crises that you'll ever have in your life. Why only spiritual crises? This will solve all material crises also. Simply make God the center. And I absolutely guarantee you that your life will become perfect. And if it's not, I'll give you 10,000 euros cash. That is the guarantee I put behind my promise. If you make God the center of your life, your life will become perfect. Or you'll be 10,000 euros richer. So you have nothing to lose by trying it. And now I can ask if there's any questions.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
No one has any questions? Well, I can go back to Kaunas then. You sure you don't have any questions before I get up and leave?
Gal klausti lietuviškai klausti išversi.
All right, so bring a copy of each book over here. One copy of each book. There's a question. We want some. Yeah, but not our own. Ah, okay. Go ahead.
Kaip susirasti darbą ir žinoti, kad jis yra tau tinkamas?
How to find a work, a job, and to understand that it fits your nature, it fits you.
Well, how to find a job
kaip surasti darbą,
that fits your nature.
Kuris atitinka prigimtį jūsų.
In the former times, the Vedic times on this planet, when the society was guided by saintly teachers called Brahmins.
Ir senovės pasaulyje, kai visuomenė buvo vadovaujama šventųjų vadinamų Brahmanais.
There was full facility for everybody to earn their living according to their natural abilities.
Buvo pilnos galimybės kiekvienam užsidirbti pragyvenimui pagal jų natūralius polinkius, veikti kažką.
But nowadays, because we've created a godless society, our means of livelihood do not always match our talents and our abilities. People are often frustrated in what they feel is a dead-end job.
Ir žmonės dažniausiai yra visiškai nusivylę, neapkęsdami savo darbų.
They don't become excited on Monday morning when it's time to go to work.
Jų visiškai nedžiugina, kai pirmadienį reikia vėl eiti į darbą.
It's a drudgery for them, a painful austerity.
Tai yra tokia skausminga patirtis jiems kiekvieną kartą.
People are not satisfied in their livelihood.
Ir žmonės dėl to labai nepatenkinti gyvenimą.
They hate it.
Tiesiog nekenčia darbą.
But they have to do it because they need the money.
Jie privalo dirbti, nes jiems reikia pinigų.
This is a very sad state of affairs. Because we have a godless society, therefore we have this kind of a situation. So the answer is, it's not an easy answer. If you will fully dedicate your life in the service of God, then it will become easy. Because He will arrange for you some means of earning your livelihood that will be suitable for your nature. So the answer is you should fully surrender yourself to the Supreme Lord. Not a blade of grass can move without His sanction. So if you put yourself completely under His direction, then He can easily arrange means of livelihood that will satisfy you.
Ir jeigu jūs pilnai jam atsiduosite, jis lengvai suplanuos jums tokį pragyvenimo būdą, kuris patenkins jus.
Any other questions?
Kiti klausimai.
Kaip atsitiko, kad susidomėjo šitų visų dalykų ir kaip buvo ta pradžia?
What was the beginning in your life that you became interested in these spiritual matters?
Yes, my freshman year of college.
Tai buvo mano koledžo pirmieji metai.
I was raised a typical all-American kid.
Aš buvau auginamas kaip tipinis amerikiečių vaikas.
You know, a rich, powerful nation and all that kind of nonsense.
Žinot, turtinga, galinga šalis ir panašiai.
But when I got to college, they wanted to know, what do you want to major in, boy? What's your career going to be, boy?
Bet kai nuėjau į koledžą, universitetai pasakė, o kom tu nori būti dabar? Ką rinksies?
But that didn't make sense to me.
Bet man tai jokios prasmės nesudarė.
I want to know, first of all, tell me who I am, and then ask me what I want my career to be.
Norėjau, kad man atsakytų, kas aš esu, tik paskui galėsiu rinktis karjerą.
It didn't make sense to me.
Man tai nebuvo protinga.
To simply study hard.
Kad tiesiog sunkiai studijuoti.
To make good grades.
Kad gaut gerus pažymius.
So I can get a good degree and get a good job and get a good wife with a good house with some good kids and a good car and be buried in a good coffin. It didn't make sense to me. I'm doing all this just to get a nice coffin? There's God, I just knew there had to be more to life than a coffin. So I wanted to know what that was, and none of my professors could tell me. None of the books that we were studying in our philosophy classes could tell me the answers to my questions. So I went seeking a guru. A teacher who could actually answer my questions. And it took me, let's see, 65, it took me 4.5 years to find a teacher who could finally answer my questions. And I finally found him, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I held his picture up earlier. He initiated me as his disciple. He even gave me a new name. Sankarshan Das. I got a spiritual name from the ancient Indian scriptures. Of course, my grandmother said, "Well, why didn't you become a Christian minister?" Well, I didn't find the Christian church didn't give me the answers I wanted. Even though Christ himself was a pure, self-realized soul, the people who were representing him at my church, they were not on a very high spiritual level. So I, therefore, searching for a teacher. Okay. So I found a teacher, Srila Prabhupada.
Dėl to aš ieškojau mokytojo ir aš jį radau, tai Srila Prabhupada.
In 1971. And he ordered me to spread this knowledge all over the world.
Ir jis nurodė man paskleisti šias žinias po visą pasaulį.
So on his order I've come to you today.
Jo nurodymo dėka aš atėjau pas jus.
To bless you with this knowledge.
Kad palaiminti jus šiomis žiniomis.
I hope you'll take full advantage of it. We have books so you can take it home and study it in your free time and get a deep understanding. We encourage everyone just to come and at least have a look at the, books. They're very beautiful books. These were originally written in English, but they've been translated into your Lithuanian language. And Russian also we have? Or is Lithuanian? Lithuanian language. We have some Ruski also?
Yes.
Okay. In Russian and Lithuanian language, we have translated these books just so you can get this wonderful knowledge. So I'm so appreciative you asked this question. Now, any of the guests from the local people have a question?
All right.
You're traveling all around the world, and which places do you find most spiritually potent that you want to come back again?
Lithuania. I'll be honest. I'm not. You think we're? I'm just. You would think. Well, he's only saying that because he's here in Lithuania right now. But I have more dedicated disciples here than Lithuania than anywhere else in the world. Lithuania is my favorite country in the whole world. I'm honestly telling you. You people are the sweetest people in the whole world. I'm telling you, you really are. You're the best people in the whole world. Any other questions?
And did you finish the university?
I could have finished the university if I wanted to. I was an honor student. I was an honored student with high grade point average. But because I didn't find the studies relevant for my quest, I actually did not finish my university
studies.
I don't really need a degree in the work that I'm doing. Actually, I give enlightenment to university professors. So I have a higher degree than they do. I give enlightenment to the professors. I have university professors who are my students. Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Yeah.
Is said that a person has his destiny. So how much one can change his destiny by his own endeavor?
Yes. Actually, you have two destinies. According to your karma, you have a material destiny. That's a fact. But you have a parallel spiritual destiny. It's like on a railroad track, there's two rails, you see. Now you have a choice, which rail, you can flip rails at any time, that's your choice. You have a spiritual and a material destiny, you can choose which one you want at any time, you can flip between the two. Just like you're sitting and watching a television show, you see. And in your city, there's two channels. Now, if you stay on channel A, then you're going to get the programming is pre-programmed. You can't change the programming. It's already given by the state or the TV station. But you can flip the channels. On the spiritual channel, there's full freedom. You can create your own destiny. So if you want to flip channels to the spiritual channel, you can do that at any time. We've come here to teach you how to do that. If you will chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, it will give you the ability to flip to the spiritual channel where you have full freedom to create your own destiny. I mean, why be a slave when you can be a master? We can teach you all how to become masters instead of slaves. Any other questions?
How to control the mind by chanting this mantra you have
taken. If you chant this mantra every morning before sunrise, your mind will be controlled the whole day automatically. You chant it very nicely. You get up, we have our prayer beads, they're called japa beads. If you get up every morning and chant for an hour and a half or 2 hours on the chanting beads, japa beads, before sunrise, then your mind will be fixed for the whole day. Just like when you leave the house with your mobile phone. If you fully charge it, it'll stay charged the whole day, see? So, would you be more kind to your mobile phone than you would be to your own consciousness? If you will chant 16 rounds on the chanting beads every morning before sunrise, that'll fully surcharge your consciousness for 24 hours.
Jeigu kartosite 16 ratų prie saulė patekant, tai pilnai pripildys jūsų bateriją visą dieną.
Your mind will become totally fixed in God consciousness for 24 hours if you'll do that every day before sunrise.
Ir visą parą jūsų sąmonė pilnai susikoncentruos į Dievą.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Yes.
When I will die, what will happen with my soul?
That depends on you.
Tai priklauso nuo jūsų.
If your mind is fixed in thoughts of God at the time of death, you will go to God immediately.
Jeigu jūsų protas bus pasinėręs į Dievo mirties akimirką, jūs eisit pas jį į karalystę.
Or if your mind is more absorbed in material things, you will take birth again in the material world, in another body.
Protas bus pasinėręs labiau į materialius dalykus, tai teks gimti vėl materialiame kitame kūne.
So you have a choice wherever you go at the time of death.
Ir jūs turite pasirinkimą, kur eiti mirties akimirką.
If you regularly chant the names of God and study religious books,
jeigu reguliariai kartosite šventus vardus ir studijuosite religines knygas,
then there will be a very good chance that you'll be able to think of the Lord while you're leaving your body.
Tada bus geri šansai, kad palikdama kūną galvosite apie Dievą.
This body is just a garment that you're wearing right now.
Šitas kūnas yra tik tai kaip drabužis, kurį dabar dėvite.
You may think you're a woman, but actually you're not a woman.
Gali atrodyti, kad jūs moteris, bet iš tikrųjų taip nėra.
You're just wearing a woman's body now.
Tiesiog dėvite moters kūną.
In a previous lifetime you were a man.
Praeitą gyvenimą buvote vyras.
You see, now you have a woman's body.
O dabar turit moters kūną.
So if you will absorb your consciousness in thoughts of the Lord,
ir jeigu panersit savo sąmonę į mintis apie Dievą,
upon leaving this body, you immediately achieve the spiritual world.
Palikusi kūną, iškart pasieksi dvasinį pasaulį.
Any other questions?
Kiti klausimai.
Leader of the world that would be bona fide and would make this world God conscious.
Yes, the leader must be a pure devotee of God.
Taip, tas lyderis turi būti tyras viešpaties atsidavęs.
Whoever we have as our leaders, our prime ministers, our presidents, they should all become pure devotees of God.
Visus dabar, kuriuos turim lyderius, tai ministrai, pirmininkai, prezidentai, jie turėtų tapti atsidavę Dievui.
We should not elect gross materialists to run our countries. This is a big mistake.
Neturėtumėm daryti klaidos ir rinkti grubių materialistų valdyti savo šalį.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Can any other mantra be chanted or this only?
You can chant according to your own religion.
Galima kartoti pagal savo religiją.
Just like I know that in the Christian religion, it's very nice. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. These sort of glorification, pure glorifications of God, they purify the heart.
Pavyzdžiui, krikščionybė yra toks nuostabus šlovinimas, aleluja.
So we don't say that you have to chant simply this Hare Krishna. Any name of God according to your own scriptures, that can be uttered.
Ir nebūtinai kartuoti, nesakome, kad vien kartuoti Hare Krishna, bet kokį pagal savo šventraštį.
But the key is it has to be in a mood of serving God and doing what He wants, not that you try to get Him to do what you want Him to do for you.
Ir esmė yra tokia, kad reikia norėti tarnauti Dievui, bet neprašyti Jo daryti tai, ko norime mes.
You must approach God in a mood of pure devotion, not as a businessman.
Reikia kreiptis į Dievą su tyro atsidavimo nuotaika, bet ne kaip verslo nuotaika.
My dear Lord, now I will flatter you because I want you to give me this, 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 this and this.
Kad brangus viešpatie, aš dabar tave pašlovinsiu, reiškia, kad tu man duotum tai, tai ir dar tai.
God knows better than you do what you need.
Dievas geriau žino už jūs iš tikrųjų, ko jums reikia.
So trust Him.
Tai pasitikėkit Juo.
Just fully put yourself as His servant.
Tiesiog pilnai padarykit save Jo tarnu.
And let Him make all the arrangements for your life.
Ir leiskit Jam suplanuoti jūsų gyvenimą.
That's called pure love.
Tai vadinasi tyra meilė.
Any other questions?
Ar dar yra klausimų?
Can we chant, for example, Christ's name?
Yes, yes.
Taip, žinoma.
The name of Christ can be chanted, that's very good.
Taip galima kartoti, labai gerai.
Any other questions? Someone has a question?
Mažas vaikas ar turi klausimą?
That child? Oh, come on, what's your question?
Klauskit, klauskit.
She has no idea.
So, if there's nothing else, we can we have a special offer tonight. Oh,
she has a question. Will you stay in Lithuania for a long time?
I will be here as long as you want me to stay.
Būsiu čia tol, kol kiek norėsit.
How long do you want me to stay?
Kiek norit, kad aš čia likčiau?
Tell me, how long do you want me to stay here?
As long as possible.
Ah. If I stay, will you become a devotee?
Jeigu likčiau, ar taptum atsidavusi?
Yes.
Yes? Very good. All right, I will never leave them.
Gerai, tada niekad ir neišvažiuosiu.
You become a devotee, I will never ever leave Lithuania. I will stay here with you forever. And engage you in Krishna's service. So, if there's no other questions, we have these wonderful, wonderful books. Everyone come up and just have a good time looking through the books. And if you want to get one, we ask, there's some suggest a donation to help us cover the printing price. And I will also give you a special blessing. If you purchase a book tonight, I will give you a personal blessing in your book. I'll write a special blessing for you in your book. So we thank you all very much for coming tonight, and now everyone can come to the book table.
Hare
Krishna.